Hi, this is Tony Derek Baker here today with our special guest, Brendan Burchard. He's been called the most engaging person alive. Brendan Burchard is also a masterful storyteller, leadership speaker, and a life coach. He's the author of Life's Golden Ticket and the Student Leadership Guide. So, Annika, you've heard of Brendan Burchard.
I've seen him online. He's an incredible speaker. He's a prominent author, life coach, leadership speaker, and change management consultant. His client list is very extensive. It includes JCPenney, eBay, Best Buy, Nordstrom, goes on and on and on, and then individuals, coaching sessions, speeches, and seminars throughout the country. He was recently chosen by Sony Pictures as the official life coach for the film Reign Over Me, starring Adam Sandler.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, we're here today with Brendan Burchard, so... Before we get to your book, Life's Golden Ticket, let's talk a little bit about marketing. You've helped dozens of startups, Fortune 500 companies, international nonprofit organizations, and so forth, dramatically improve their online marketing and fundraising abilities. Now, tell me a little bit, what strategies have you found to be the most helpful in online marketing?
The most helpful, I mean, there's only real two rules that I guess there's three rules that I have in internet marketing, and following those rules, it really led to all of our results, which is been major up, and we've tripled our client base and tripled our results basically online in the last 18 months. And that's, you know, number one, realizing that, you know, people say cash is king all the time, but the reality is content is king. And our number one rule in internet marketing is having awesome content, content that pulls, content that excites people, content that gets them intrigued, content that makes them say, I have to do this right now. And all of our content is built that way. But the second real secret is you can have great content, but if you don't have people visiting your site or who know about you, you're dead in the water. And most people try to set up little joint ventures with lots of other internet marketers, and that's okay. But that's just one level. That's just one slice of the pie. The bigger strategy that has led to our major results is partnering with major organizations, major nonprofit organizations, major Fortune 500 organizations to get the message out about what we're doing. So we set up these massive partnerships with huge organizations that are helping drive traffic to our websites, who are, you know, helping get the word out about what we're doing through their newsletters, their emails, their online news magazines, their print news magazines, through postcards, through teleseminars, through conferences, through sponsorships. A lot of the Fortune 500 companies that are sponsoring us and my message, those have been the real secret. It's sort of like taking working one-on-one with one internet marketer and sort of pumping that with steroids, where you're working with a huge organization instead who has a lot better ability to reach the people we're after.
And you're talking about huge organizations. In fact, I recall one, but can you give us an example of like some of the organizations you've worked with?
Yeah, we work with, on the nonprofit side, Junior Achievement, Kiwanis International, those folks. You know, Kiwanis has 600,000 active members. Junior Achievement has reaches about 8 million kids worldwide. Those are both organizations that, you know, I dearly love, and I help them get their message out about what they're doing, and they return the favor in kind through our partnerships. And on the corporate side, you know, my message has been sponsored by Wachovia, Walmart, U.S. Bank, Toyota, Coca-Cola, Sony Pictures, a lot of organizations that we partner with specifically on either a fundraiser or on a specific promotion for a product like my book launch or my speech tour or sweepstakes. All of that is basically following the partnership model. If I could, I kind of explain it through a basic metaphor that when you're setting up a business, whether you're an internet marketer or, you know, an old direct marketer or whatever you're doing, when you're setting up a business in general, there's two ways to go about it. There's the way most people go about it, where I'll use a train as a metaphor, I guess, is the best way to explain it. You can choose to go out, purchase all the railroad ties, lay them down, get the rails built, lay them down, buy the wheels, build the train, build the engine, fuel the engine with your money and your time and your energy, and hopefully get this train, your business, going along the tracks towards your demographic or destination. Your whole goal is hopefully to get some momentum so it can get moving along there faster. That's how most people build their business, from scratch, working hard on their own. And I say, that's crazy. Because even if you do get momentum, it's going to take forever to reach that demographic or destination. What I do instead is I take a big old hook, and I reach out there, and I hook onto these super trains that are already going by, that have had the infrastructure laid for years and years and years, that already reach a bigger destination than I could ever reach, already reach a demographic I'm already going after, and do it faster, more efficiently than I could ever do it. So what I do is I just hook on to these major organizations, either Fortune 500 companies or major nonprofits, who already reach my demographic. I just hook on them, and boom, I'm along for the ride. Of course, I help them get there as well, but honestly, it's a situation that I've just chosen. You get to choose one or the other. I'd rather hook on than build my own.
Wow, it sounds like a little case where you might get a little whiplash.
It is. It's one of those things. I still haven't found, I've met nobody who can build his business faster than directly following the partnership model. I've never met somebody who can do it faster than what we've done in 18 months.
Wow, and that's exactly why we've called you, is that, you know, obviously I saw you guys out in L.A. a few months ago, and your story is just so good. I mean, it's so great about what you've accomplished, you know, the book you've written, Life's Golden Ticket, and so forth. Tell me a little bit about your book and the audience, of course, Life's Golden Ticket.
Yeah, Life's Golden Ticket, it's a parable about second chances in life and in love, and about how we can all use our second chances to start over again and find out who we really are. And it's a book that follows the main character. It is very similar to me in some senses. It's a fictional story, but it was inspired based on a true life story. About 13 years ago now, when I was a 19-year-old kid, I happened to get in a car accident that changed the course of my life forever. We rounded the corner going 85 miles an hour, and as we skidded off this road, and the car started flipping, I heard these three questions that we all hear at the end of our lives. And those questions are what inspired this book and really serve as the sort of the psychological backbone for this character's journey. And those questions, you know, when we're at the end, the first question we all ask when we're faced at death's doorway, we ask, did I live? You know, did I live my life? Was I alive and vibrant and passionate? Was I joyful? Did I enjoy what I was doing? Was I here? Was I present? And did I live my life or did I live somebody else's life? You know, my parents' life or my spouse's life or my coworker's life. Did I live my life? The second question we ask is, did I love? You know, because it's true, at the end you see images of the people that you loved in your life. So you wonder, did I love openly and honestly and completely? And the last question is, did I matter? Did I make a difference? Did I do something that was important? Maybe I didn't change the world, but did I change somebody's world? And that character in Life's Golden Ticket, though those questions, did I live, did I love, did I matter, are ever explicitly asked to him, he's taken on a psychological journey where he's forced to confront them, where his fiance has disappeared. She turns up 40 days later in this abandoned amusement park, claiming to experience all these miracles. And he goes to the amusement park to sort of investigate what happened to her there, and suddenly the amusement park comes back to life, and he meets all these characters that teach him about his life and about her life and how they intersected and why his life is so passionless and why his relationships are falling apart. They teach him about life and about love and ultimately lead him to Life's Golden Ticket, which is a secret golden ticket that he receives that helps him begin anew.
Wow, sounds incredible. I could see it while you were talking about it. So, all right, well, so the car accident inspired you to change your life. You know, now, is that something, you know, does it take a dramatic incident to make people change their lives, or,
you know? No, you know, I don't think it does at all. A lot of people wonder about that. Does, you know, they say, well, you're lucky, Brendan, you got to change your life because something traumatic happened to you. And I say, well, I think something traumatic has happened to most of us. The reality is, did we take away a lesson from that or a new standard about who we will be or what we'll do with our life? And, you know, it doesn't take a car wreck. Sometimes it just wakes up. It takes waking up one day and feeling bad about your life, or waking up one day and saying, this will no longer happen again, or waking up one day and say, I'm a better person than this. And it doesn't have to be some big traumatic change in your life, or, you know, I'm not telling people to go quit their jobs and get a divorce. You know, what I usually tell people is essentially, if you woke up and you did something today that was a little more passionate, a little more exciting for yourself, and you connected with people differently, and you were more kind and more caring, you were trying to do something more important, if you just did little things, even if you were just a better mom today, that's good enough. It doesn't take dramatic life transformation, but sometimes it does take us pulling back. And what I did after my car accident, before my car accident, I should say, you know, I was in a pretty rough spot in life. I'd broken up with the person who I thought I was going to marry. I was angry and spiteful. I was very hurt by that situation, and I had thought, several times about suicide. I was as low as I ever got in my whole life. And then the accident happened, and there was a moment after the car rolled several times that I was able to pull myself out of the windshield of this car. And I stood up on the crumpled hood, and I looked down, and there's blood everywhere. And I remember just thinking, you know, this just this fear shot through my toes, realizing as a young man that life could end. And I just happened to look up at the sky that night. There's a big, bright, beautiful moon. And I felt this, if fear had shot down, this faith shot right back up. And I felt this incredible sense of inspiration and awe and appreciation that I was still here, that I could still do something, that life could be different. And it was like the big guy just handed me life's golden ticket. You know, here you go, kid. You're still alive. You can still make a difference. Now get going, because now you know the clock is ticking.
Hmm. So that accident was like about 10 years ago or so, right?
Yeah, it was more than that now. It was in 1996.
Mm-hmm. And what made you finally decide to go ahead and write the book?
You know, about 10 years had passed after the car accident, and I really had in the back of my mind this life's golden ticket, this idea, this metaphor, and I wanted to tell the story, but I didn't want to write a preachy kind of self-help book where I said, you know, here's all the things you need to go out and do. I wanted to tell a journey. And I think what happened was I just needed to go on the journey myself. You know, before I could write this character story, I had to have my own. So I spent 10 years reading and learning and changing my life and getting to the point where I felt confident that I had gone through the transition and transformation myself. And then I was ready, and I finally sat down and wrote it, and it just practically wrote itself. You know, it's a 200-page novel. It's short, but it reads very quickly. But I wrote it very quickly. I wrote it in 19 days.
Wow.
After I probably spent 6 months outlining it. I spent 6 months trying to write it in San Francisco, but I couldn't write it here for whatever reason. I went back to my childhood home in Montana, and after all that preparation, all that time, all those thoughts, all of my own journey, I sat down and it just came out.
Yeah, I've experienced that as well. Sometimes you just got to get away to get back to yourself. You know, it's incredible. All right, well, you talk about starting life anew, but you know, here's the average listener. You know, they got bills to pay, they got mortgages, they got real responsibilities, kids in school. I mean, can they really just start over with their life like that?
Yeah, I believe everybody can, and it doesn't take, again, a huge dramatic transformation, but wouldn't your life be different if you just woke up tomorrow and you were a more attentive father? Or if you woke up tomorrow and you were kinder to the people you worked with? Or if you woke up tomorrow and you just decided no matter what you were doing, you were going to enjoy the day and you're passionate about it? That's real life change. You know, it's not about just dropping everything and run away for your bills. You know, it's not about changing your name or getting a divorce sometimes. It's about you showing up as a better person than you are.
Right.
It's about you showing up and being the best that you can be each day, not because you're trying to be some motivational guru, because you want a different level of vibrancy and joy and passion in your life. And that's not something that just shows up someday because you moved or you paid off all your bills. That shows up when you wake up in the morning and you realize you're gifted to be here.
You have to make that decision.
Yeah, when you get up, you make that decision that you're going to earn this day. That this is the day you're going to earn. You're going to have fun today, that you're going to live vibrantly today. You're going to do something that's important today. And I'll tell you, when you go to bed and you can look back at your day and you ask those questions, did I live, did I love, did I matter today? Maybe you didn't do big, gigantic things to answer yes to those. But if you feel like just a little hope in your heart that you did those, and you feel a little hope in your heart that tomorrow you're going to do those, and you feel just that connection that comes when you say, I deserve better than what I have right now, and I'm going to earn it. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to work for it. I'm going to enjoy the process. That's the magic in life.
Yeah. So tell me, what kind of feedback have you gotten from people who have read your novel and it changed their life? I mean, have you gotten any major feedback?
Yeah, I've been really blessed. You know, I'm always someone, I tell everyone on our website, it's lifesgoldenticket.com, L-I-F-E-S, goldenticket.com. And when they go there, they can always contact me directly. So a lot of people email me personally after they've read the book. They have really profound experiences because this is a book that ultimately helps them become more aware of their life story. You know, it helps them become more accepting of who they are and accountable for where they're at, more action-oriented in doing something with themselves. And that's a dramatic journey for people to become more aware, more accepting, more accountability, you know, more action-oriented in their lives. It's a dramatic journey. So we get these emails. I mean, they're beautiful, beautiful emails. And most of them, it's amazing because about half of them are results. You know, I changed my life. I changed my job. You know, my income's increasing. My relationship with my spouse is exploding with joy and passion. A lot of them are results. And then the other side are just relationships. They're just about with themselves. You know, I read your book and I just feel better. I feel like I let it go. I feel like I stopped. It's time to stop worrying. I feel like it's time to get clear about what I want to do in my life again. I feel like, you know, all those things that hold me back are just bad excuses, and it's time for me to move forward again. Those are the beautiful ones. I really appreciate.
And on top of that, I mean, you've created the largest global nonprofit partnership in history with your book launch. So, and I understand you help teach people now on how you accomplish this and what they can do to move forward. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, what ended up being, it was sort of an accident that I'm teaching it, honestly. I started teaching a partnership seminar. It's partnershipseminar.com. We got a lot of requests from people, authors and speakers, saying, whoa, 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 how are you doing this? You're reaching how many people, and how are you doing it? And they just wanted to know, because they know my spirit and my intention is to use all my business and all my gifts to benefit others. So when I launched this book, I just said, I have to do something with this book that's important. I want to make a difference with it, not just build my bank account. So we're donating portions of the proceeds from this book to Junior Achievement, Kiwanis, and the YMCA. And I created partnerships. And the ones like Junior Achievement, Kiwanis, very significant partnerships where we're helping them get their message out. They're helping me get the message out. They're helping me grow my business. I'm helping them grow their business. It's a true mutually beneficial partnership with them. And then we also built huge partnerships with Fortune 500 companies to help spread the message. And all of that, I was telling one day a major speaker, as you know, Mark Victor Hansen, I was telling him what I was doing. He said, whoa, 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 you got to teach other authors and speakers and coaches and entrepreneurs how to do this. Because most of us think that we can't partner with major organizations. We got to do it all on our own, build our own train. I go, no, no, no. No, hook onto those other trains. So he really inspired me and gave me my first chance to teach that to people. And now I'm teaching it twice this year, maybe even three times. We're teaching it February 22nd to 24th here in San Francisco, then May 16th to May 18th in San Francisco, and another one in September. And those are all, you can see all the dates that we have coming up in partnershipseminar.com. But the reality is, I never thought I'd teach it. The demand came in from so many authors and speakers and entrepreneurs around the world saying, whoa, how are you doing this? Because they know I'm making a huge difference doing it, but that I also tapped in a unique way to get the message out to millions of people.
Well, you know, I've seen you in L.A., and I've seen you with Mark Victor Hansen, and your presentation is incredible. I mean, it literally is incredible. I've seen hundreds of presentations over the years. You know, people I paid $5,000 to see, people I paid $500 to see. And your was the one. Your presentation was the one that stuck out above everybody else, I must say. I'm not just saying that to you make you feel better right now. I'm saying it because it's the truth. I have seen hundreds of people, and not a single one was like you as far as bringing out the energy, the focus in the audience. I mean, you came across as a real pro. I mean, did you take classes for that or something? As far as when you're speaking or what?
No, you know, it's interesting. I get asked that a lot. I'm always surprised because, you know, some people just go do their thing, and it comes out good. That's really what it is. Is I don't try and do anything up on stage to the crowd. I think a lot of speakers, they're trying to motivate or manipulate or do some kind of mojo hypnosis to the audience, especially in this industry. And I don't try and do that. I try and go up there and tell my story about where I've come from. I try and share the lessons I learned along the way, and I try and tell them this strategy is important.
It's the way you tell it. That's what makes it exciting.
I'm very passionate about life. You know, like I said, I really do wake up each day and go, wow, I'm lucky to be here. You know, I feel very called upon to be passionate and joyful about my life because I've almost lost it before. And You know, I get asked a lot of times, you know, what's the purpose of life? And I don't pretend to know the answer to that. But I'll tell you, maybe there's a hint that if you're still alive today, maybe the hint in your purpose, maybe the purpose is just to be fully alive. You know, so I go up on stage, and I'm just fully alive. And I'm having fun, and I'm telling my story, and I'm giving these advanced strategies. And they are. They're very advanced strategies because most people have never thought of partnering with major organizations before. So that's why Partnership Seminar does what it does, and people get excited about it. But really, I'm pretty much the same guy on and off stage, and I think that the people in the audience see that, and they know that, hey, there's a real guy trying to do real good things and has a real good strategy. I want to learn from that. And I've been really humbled by that. But I also, you know, I'm somebody just like with Life School and Ticket, I love to tell a good story. You know, you saw it on stage. I love to get all wrapped up in a story and just tell it. And people respond to that, I think.
And the other thing is that your message is so unique. I've heard so many hundreds of stories where I'm a college dropout or I'm a high school dropout and now I'm making $25 million a year, you know, or something like that. I mean, and all these people, they make up these stories or they take a story and they enhance it. But you just come out with a regular, hey, on day five of this week or whatever it was, I did this. And then you just make that story seem so amazing. And then you bring it down to how it affects our lives every single day. So you don't have to go around and say, hey, I used to dropped out of high school and now I'm a multimillionaire. You're out there just saying, hey, I went and did this, and this is what happened, and this is what what's coming out of it. So I just recommend everybody to come out and check out. Now, what's the website again?
They can check out partnershipseminar.com.
Partnershipseminar.com. And, of course, we will link to it from resultsradioshow.com. So partnershipseminar.com. And, of course, you can find it on resultsradioshow.com as well. And then people can find out more about you there. And, of course, Life's Golden Ticket's available on Amazon.com.
Yeah, and we're doing that huge sweepstakes. I don't know if you got to see that, but we're on LifesGoldenTicket.com. People can just go there and click on the sweepstakes site. And right now we're giving away, you know, anyone who buys a copy of Life's Golden Ticket, they get to attend my Life's Golden Ticket Super Seminar coming up in L.A. in September. They get two free tickets to that, which is, you know, $700 tickets. But even better than that, I went out and reached out to all the guys out there who are motivating and mentoring a lot of people, Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield, Harv Eckert, Mark Victor Hansen's of the world, Debbie Ford's, all the major players in self-help and success. I reached out to them. They gave me their most expensive seminar tickets, and we're offering those as sweepstakes prizes to people on that site. So if people go to lifesgoldenticket.com, they can win, you know, prizes to my events, prizes to Harv's events, Tony's events. They can also win a free trip anywhere in the world, because part of Life's Golden Ticket I wanted to do was sort of hand people that golden ticket to say, here's something to start your life over again, or with the ticket around the world, here's an opportunity for you to see the world from a different perspective so that maybe it will change your own.
All right. Well, sounds great. I appreciate having you on the show today, Brendan. It's a true pleasure, and I can't wait till we meet again.
I can't wait till we meet again, too. And thanks so much all you're doing with the radio show, getting the message out there to the world.
That's right. We believe in results in business and beyond, which means, you know, we want you to achieve results in business, but there's so much more to life than that. And we believe that having guys like you on the show is very vital to people's success.
I appreciate it. Well, thanks for having me, Tony.
All right. Well, thank you so much.